This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. So let's continue here with the theme of the day, which is, in essence, how we doing 8 weeks into the federal government's plan to rescue this economy. On the last day of March this year, 4 days after the CARES Act became law, we got together a group of people who study economic history.
All right, I'll get out of the kitchen. Hold on.
Who, like the rest of us, were and are working from home.
I spent this morning inside a couch fort constructed by my 6-year-old daughter.
Both my husband and I sort of trying to figure out the schedule so that we watch our son at different points in the day.
Kathleen Day is at Johns Hopkins. Panelist number 2 was Eric Hilt. He's at Wellesley. And panelist number 3 was Carola Friedman at Northwestern. And we had asked them to take us back in economic time.
The reason that the Great Depression was the Great Depression was that the financial system essentially melted down. And for the most part, the Fed did very little to try to stop that.
Banks by the hundreds, by the thousands, are forced to close.
It didn't act as a lender of last resort to many banks.
The whole financial system quakes and totters.
So what we've learned from that is that you need to be able to bail out banks so that banks can keep on lending and restore confidence.
And they've given us a couple of things to keep an eye on if we want to understand this crisis, as, of course, we do.
Unemployment, of course.
Unemployment claims.
The unemployment rate.
Credit delinquencies.
Credit markets.
Credit for small businesses.
Significant and prolonged deflation.
And bankruptcies.
So here we are 8 weeks later, and our panel is back.
Hello.
Hello, everybody. It's good to be back.
Hanging on.
How we doing?
Honestly, I feel like I've done nothing but the dishes over the past 8 weeks.
Yes, same here. But the economic crisis?
I think it's worse than I expected.
I think it is as bad as I possibly imagined, possibly worse.
I think we're starting to see some of those indicators we discussed moving in a more dangerous zone.
Okay, why?
The most obvious one is the big increase in unemployment.
The most recent unemployment rate that was announced was for last month, and it was
14.7 or 15%.
Those are levels that we haven't seen since the Great Depression.
Unemployment during the Great Depression topped out at about 25%, 10% during the Great Recession. We are now, today, at almost 15%.
And we reached it incredibly fast.
At least 21 million jobs have been lost in something less than the past 2 months.
It's the quickness and the severity that is quite remarkable about this crisis.
It totally is. And yet,
financial markets are doing remarkably well.
We still haven't seen massive strain in financial institutions.
And I think the reason for that has been the Fed's incredibly aggressive response.
Since this crisis started, the Federal Reserve has taken steps that could wind up putting more than $6 trillion into this economy.
There has been a lesson learned from the Great Depression.
So that's good. Now, that other warning sign we mentioned up top?
Bankruptcies, corporate bankruptcies.
Yeah, there have been some big brand names that you know, J. Crew, Neiman Marcus, JCPenney.
We're nowhere at the level that we saw during the Great Recession.
But I think those may end up being up later.
And that's where you could start to see more lasting damage.
Okay, to recap our three indicators. Unemployment is bad and will likely get worse. Credit markets look okay so far. Companies can still borrow when they need to. Bankruptcies? Well, we'll keep an eye on them. So, what have we learned the past 8 weeks?
It's certainly the worst economic downturn of my lifetime.
A month ago, I wouldn't have said it will get as bad as the Great Depression because the factors that have caused this are so different. But now I'm not so sure.
I'm optimistic that it won't.
My expectation is that it will not be another Great Depression.
But the fact is there's just so much uncertainty.
There is, though, one thing we do know.
It's big.
It's terrifying.
It's continuing to sink in, and it'll only be well after the fact that its full significance is understood.
In other words, and as with most things, we will understand this crisis once it's in the history books, too. Thanks again to our panelists, Carola Friedman, she's at Northwestern, Kathleen Day at Johns Hopkins, and Eric Hilt at Wellesley.